we could have new standards for lead in the dust in our homes. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. The Environmental Protection Agency has proposed tighter standards for lead in dust on floors and windowsills. Lead dust can be a big source of lead exposure for kids when chips of old paint flake off or when older homes are renovated. Rebecca Munich is here with me to talk about this. She's the Deputy Director of the Ecology Center in Ann Arbor. Hello.
Hi.
So EPA's tighter standards would affect most pre-1978 housing stock and places where kids spend a lot of time, like daycare facilities. What do you think about the proposal?
Well, we are very happy that the proposal is finally coming out. To be frank, it's long overdue. The last standard for lead dust hazards was set in 2001, and we know so much more about low levels of lead and how dangerous they can be for children. So we're happy to see that finally the EPA has improved that standard.
And if this proposal is finalized, what does this mean for the average homeowner?
Well, there are a number of things that it may mean for the average homeowner. First of all, many homeowners are not necessarily aware that they should be thinking about the age of their home, the paint on their home, the age of their windows, and if they may have lead paint on them, and the fact that they should be renovating in a lead-safe way. You want to reduce the amount of dust that you're kicking up in any renovation as much as possible, and there are ways to do that, making sure that you're wet wiping things down as you're cleaning, making sure that you're putting plastic down on floors, safely removing things. In some cases, you need to have sort of a negative air vacuum in a home, but it depends on the type of renovation and how much surface area you might be disturbing. What it will mean for folks working with an outside contractor is you should always ensure that outside contractors do their work in a lead-safe way. And those contractors will have to be aware of this standard and make sure that they're following the proper protocols and then cleaning up, most importantly, to that standard in the end.
Rebecca Munich is the Deputy Director of the Ecology Center in Ann Arbor. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
The EPA did not respond to our interview request by our deadline. This is the Environment Report. A new predator has emerged for a little shorebird in our region called the piping plover. Nina Rao has more.
Snowy owls often spend time out on Great Lakes beaches in the winter. It's a good habitat for them. But something unexpected happened this year.
It became very apparent early this year that there were a lot of snowy owls still being seen.
That's Vince Cavalieri. He's the piping plover coordinator with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. He says the owls hung around later than usual.
This is the first time that I've seen snowy owls this late into the season in these kind of numbers. And also, it's the first time we know that piping plovers were predated by snowy owls.
This is a problem because piping plovers are endangered species. There are less than 80 nesting pairs in the Great Lakes region.
It's a very rare bird with a lot of threats. So I'm always worried about them.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service considered trapping snowy owls, but they decided against it because the birds seem to have left on their own. And every year, conservationists take steps to protect the plovers. They've built fences around nests on the beaches, and people are keeping an eye on how the plovers are doing. Cavalieri hopes these actions will help increase the plover population to 150 pairs. For the Environment Report, I'm Nina Rao.
And that's today's Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.